You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Joining us now, as they do most Fridays, are Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Majority Leader in the State Senate, and Vicki Barnett, a past mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. A House committee has approved a package of bills to expand the Freedom of Information Act to cover the governor and the legislature, with a few exemptions. That's happened before, but last time, Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff buried it. And it looks like he might do that again this year.
I don't really think it's necessary. I mean, we already provide everything on our salaries, our benefits, our staff. Every tax dollar is debated openly, publicly. I don't know what more it is that could be gained.
Majority Leader Meekoff says he is willing to take a look at the legislation when it comes to the Senate. Ken, Michigan is one of the only states where the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, doesn't cover the governor and the legislature. Why isn't Michigan more transparent?
I think we will be. What you're hearing from the Senate Majority Leader is some skepticism and maybe bordering on frustration over this. But I do believe he's going to end up bowing to the political winds and this is going to get passed and become law. There's going to be some useful and proper exemptions in it. For example, communication with constituents. But at the end of the day, I do believe this becomes law in spite of his skepticism.
Vicki, as the Flint water crisis was unfolding, Governor Snyder voluntarily released thousands of emails, and we all learned a lot of important information about how the disaster happened. Frankly, I don't think most governors would have done that, by the way. With FOIA, the people might have known sooner, and possibly some of the damage could have been avoided. Why would Majority Leader Meekoff want to keep that kind of information in the dark?
I have no idea. There's been a historic reason why the legislature and the governor have been exempt, and that, you know, Ken already alluded to the constituent discussions. Both political parties don't want conversations on their plans to be subject to FOIA. So this exemption, there was another exemption that was added to the bill when it was in committee yesterday, and that exemption says for 15 days, legislative discussions in political parties, in their caucuses, and in their strategies are not subject to FOIA for at least 15 days, which takes out that particular concern that the legislature had about one legislative party wanting the strategies of the other. As it comes to the Flint water crisis, and before that, the Education Achievement Authority, there was also concern about how that was discussed and what happened to create that. There have been a lot of high-profile cases recently that have really brought to light the fact that we don't have sunshine laws. And you are correct. The public probably would have learned earlier that there had been discussions about lead in the water in Flint had there been an Open Records Act. We knew in the legislature at the end of 2014 that they were beginning to see problems in the water. But there were no FOIA requirements at that point. I think the governor did the right thing. It would have eventually been subpoenaed and then out in the public, and it would have taken a little longer. This whole problem really is a concern of the public and how the legislature and the governor come to decisions.
I find it interesting that FOIA did apply to the legislature at one time. It was stopped because of an opinion from the attorney general at the time, Frank Kelly. He said he thought it was a proper thing to do at the time, but he wished the legislature would revisit it in some way. So I'm just wondering what you guys think of that. If we had it, we lost it, you would think that it would be important for many legislatures since then to fix that.
Lester, I have some empathy with Senator Meekoff's skepticism. I think it will pass, but I do think the law of unintended consequences is going to occur here, both in a good and a bad way. One good consequence will be that people aren't even thinking about. It's going to change the way communication goes on in the legislature and the executive branch, and I think there's going to be, in the future, greater reliance on what is now a very ancient ways of communicating by phone and face-to-face. They're going to avoid email. And I think actually that's a good thing. The bad thing is, in spite of this one provision that Vicki alluded to, the 15-day provision, my concern is not requests from the media looking for background information on how decisions get made. It's political adversaries, I think, are going to go on numerous fishing expeditions, both sides against targeted seats over a two-year legislative session. And frankly, I just think that's going to be mischievous.
There's no doubt that that would happen. But at the same time, transparency in government should probably override politics, in this reporter's opinion. But Vicki, we'll give you the last word on this issue.
I'm glad to see this finally moving. I have served in several levels of government, including on city council and as mayor. And we are subject at the local level to Open Meetings Act and FOIA. And it's never hampered our ability to serve our constituents and to run for election based on the issues. The deliberations of the legislative process should be open and should be available to the people. They should know how their legislature works. And the problem with Senator Meekoff's soundbite that you played is he assumes it's just all about money. And it's not. It's about intention. It's about how decisions are made, how the process moves forward. And I also agree with Ken that the idea of legislators actually sitting down and talking to one another is something that we've been missing in the legislative process since term limits. There's a lot of effort to move things and fix it quickly and not discuss the open consequences of some of the actions. And with a FOIA request ability and the sunshine laws, it will require people to begin to defend why they're doing something and to talk to their constituents about it and to the press. And I think that's a good thing. I think it will lead to more compromise in legislation. In the end, we will all have better government because of it. Massachusetts is the only other state that doesn't provide FOIA.
That's Vicki Barnett, a past mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former majority leader in the state Senate. Thanks very much for talking with me.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Lester.